You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Biblical Law, Part 31. Yes, there is a lot to this subject. A lot that is valid in the biblical law that people don't know, don't understand, and have not been taught. So, a priesthood requires a high priest. Do we have a high priest today? Yes, we do. Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. He is our high priest today. Hebrews 6:19. This hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Jesus is our high priest forever. Now, the main job of a high priest is he's the mediator between God and the people, so you can approach God through him so that the sins of the people can be forgiven. But what about the law? Where does that play in all of this? See, Satan hates God's laws, and if we're honest, people don't like it either. Christian leaders teach today that it's not binding. But where's the Bible say that? Nowhere. It doesn't. They just make it up because of their own biases and prejudice against it. And also, part of it, this underlying thing, is that if you ever figured out what was really going on, you'd quit going to those churches. You'd abandon them that teach lawlessness and iniquity and teach against God's laws, and you go somewhere that taught that it was pure and righteous and holy, like God says it is. Now, Psalms 19, verse 7. What's the Bible say about God's laws? It says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them, there is great reward." Why do the preachers tell you it's condemnation when God says it's great reward? Verse 12, "Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, and my strength and my redeemer." Wow, the judgments are pure and righteous. More to be desired than gold, more precious than gold, sweeter than anything. That's what God says about his laws. Quit listening to the preacher and listen to God. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.